KXW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. The war between Israel and Hamas still raging. Israeli strikes on Gaza continue, and the Israeli military says its soldiers are still inside Gaza's largest hospital, the Al-Shifa Medical Facility, finding evidence that they say proves Hamas has been using the site as a command center. President Biden telling reporters the U.S. supports Israel in its fight to eradicate Hamas.
I think it's going to stop when Hamas no longer maintains the capacity to murder and abuse and just do horrific things to the Israelis.
Meantime, violence in Washington at the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee. 6 officers hurt, 1 arrest made so far. And it's Red Cup Day at Starbucks, free reusable cups to celebrate the holidays. But unionized workers are planning a Red Cup rebellion strike. This is ABC News. Lots of eye drops disappearing from Amazon.
Amazon's removing 7 kinds of eye drops after being warned by the FDA that the eye drops are not recognized as safe and effective, and that the e-commerce giant violated federal regulations by selling them. In a statement, Amazon tells ABC the products are in the process of being removed and that safety is a top priority. These 7 brands were not included in several national recalls earlier this year, including one in January and February that was linked to bacteria strains that are blamed for at least 4 deaths. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The NBA suspending Warrior star Draymond Green for 5 games after he put a player on another team in a chokehold during a fight Tuesday. And when it comes to life expectancy, the gender gap is the widest it's been in 3 decades. Women in the U.S. now living nearly 6 years longer than men. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 11/30/2023.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC tell us 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's a run on new opportunities for high-speed internet in rural Wisconsin. The state has $42 million worth of grants to give out, but the number of applications it got asked for more than 221 million. More than 251,000 locations in Wisconsin still lack service, and about as many have internet that's below current standards. The Public Service Commission will now start poring over the applications. People who help their older and disabled loved ones at home for no money are asking for help from the state of Wisconsin. Martha Cranley is director of AARP Wisconsin.
Each year, Wisconsin's unpaid family caregivers provide about 538 million hours of care to their parents, spouses, and partners, and they do it for no pay.
A bill called the CARE Act would require hospitals to work with caregivers to make sure they're getting what they need. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Jordan Love says the Packers are getting better. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers back at practice, although the team has lost 4 of their last 5 games. Quarterback Jordan Love says the offense is getting better thanks to receivers like rookie Jaden Reed.
He's not thinking. He knows what he's doing. He knows where he needs to get to and doing some good things after the catch.
The Packers host the Chargers on Sunday. The WIAA State High School Football Championships are today and tomorrow at Camp Randall in Madison. Divisions 4 through 7 today, 1 through 3 tomorrow. baseball, the Brewers introducing Pat Murphy as the new manager. Players like Christian Yelich supporting the hire. NBA, the last time the Bucks played in Toronto, they got blown out. Last night, they returned the favor with a 128-112 victory over the Raptors, and they did it with Giannis out with a sore calf muscle. Damian Lillard led Milwaukee with 37 points. The Bucks' Brooke Lopez.
You know, he did a great job leading us offensively, making sure everyone was in their spots, getting people involved, being himself.
With sports, I'm Mike Clement.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 64. Southerly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, slight chance for scattered showers. Lows around 37. 42 tomorrow, mainly sunny. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 33.
The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
It's going to come on my show like that.
Good morning. Hello, everybody. Another beautiful day out there, man. 43 degrees. Last night was beautiful. I mean, you know, it's the start of deer hunting season up in Michigan. And, man, there are so many times it's like guys could barely get out to, you know, their stands and because of the snow and everything. It was like 50 degrees in the UP yesterday.
And it's... Today, I think we're in Green Bay, we're going to hit like 60, 65.
Yeah, unbelievable.
But you guys, you know, I'm not a deer hunter, but you guys don't like this weather,
well,
right?
You know what? Up there, you don't have many clothes. You know, you have to wear blaze orange, but yeah. They don't have many clothes that aren't insulated or downfilled or whatever you want to call it. They're all heavy kind of blaze orange. You know, around here, a lot of times, like for deer season, if some guys will do it, you know, they wear just a vest. Or a hat, right, or something. But up there, all the stuff that, like, I've got blaze orange, and I'm hoping to go up there around Thanksgiving.
But don't you like snow?
It's like the bib over or the bib type things, you know.
But don't you like snow, like for tracking and
yeah,
all that?
Yeah, no question. I mean, the last time I was up there with my brother, I was just outside of town in Gwynn, and I called him and goes, hey, I just shot a deer, and it was getting dark. It just started, cause
right.
I will say this, they don't have like a dusk up there. It goes from like the afternoon to dark. It's a weird thing.
Okay, yeah.
And, so we were out trying to track it, and there wasn't much snow at all. So, I mean, trying to track at night, you know, with a flashlight, and you're trying to see blood on leaves and things like that, that's tough.
Yeah, But then they got
snow overnight. So the bad part with that then is that it covers up whatever blood trail you had.
Yeah. Okay. That's
so we never found the deer.
Okay. A little early for that, but... okay, so, but have you been one of those guys that has been deer hunting since you were a little kid? Is that like a dad family thing?
No, you know what? No, because...
But there's a lot of that.
Yeah, but I always played sports, so yeah. There was always basketball, and you were never allowed to get a day off of basketball practice. You'd have to run, like, you know, 1,000 sprints or whatever.
Right.
But you could always get a free pass from school to go deer hunting. I mean, it was just like, if you want to go deer hunting, your dad or your mom would give you an excuse, and it was fine. You could
miss school. But not sports.
No, the coach wouldn't let it. So I didn't. So we were big partridge hunters.
I remember you. Yes.
And rabbit hunters. Rabbit hunting, I still say, is the most fun outdoor activity that there is.
Man, I don't know. I don't know if I could shoot a little rabbit. No, I don't think I'd like that.
Well, it's not, you know, it's not the little bunnies like you have around here that tear up your gardens. Yeah. It's snowshoe hares, they're called. They're a lot bigger.
But they still got those floppy ears, right?
You know what, though? They're okay with it.
They're okay.
They like the sporting challenge.
Yeah, they love it.
When you've got a good hunting dog, you know, like a real dog, not like a male. No disrespect to male.
But no,
like
he's not a hunting dog. No way.
If you have
I wouldn't let him hunt.
A dog that was, you know, bred to hunt.
Right.
And you're out there, and then that dog gets on the scent, and he chases the rabbit around. It runs in a big circle, and you got to try to figure out where he's going to be. That's actually a lot of fun. I know Pete is probably listening. Oh, my God, this is terrible. But that's what I grew up with, and that's what I loved. We loved rabbit hunting.
And is that a
with
season?
With beagles. Yeah.
Okay. I like Hasenpfeffer. I do.
You like what?
Hasenpfeffer.
What's that?
Rabbit.
It's rabbit.
What do you mean?
That's what they call a rabbit.
When you eat, like we don't eat cow.
I've never heard that word before in my lifetime.
Yes, you have.
Hasenpfeffer?
That's a German. Yeah. I mean, everybody knows that.
I can honestly say
you have. You
I'm 100 years old. I've never heard the word Hasenpfeffer.
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 If you, well, okay, when you, did you ever get a rabbit?
Oh, yeah.
Did you eat them?
Of course.
What did your mom call the dinner?
Rabbit.
So when you have a steak, do you have, we're having cow tonight?
No, we're having steak.
So just to be clear, though, it's actually Hasenpfeffer. When you have Hasenpfeffer, it's not just rabbit. It's a rabbit
stew. Okay.
Yeah.
How did you, did she make it into a stew?
We would have it with polenta.
Well, that, right?
I guess close. I've never heard the word Hasenpfeffer.
Okay, did you ever watch Bugs Bunny?
Of course.
I was thinking the same thing, Jim.
Okay, right? Yeah. I mean, come on, Todd. Everybody's seen this. It's like, okay. Do you remember the episode where he is the cook for the king, and the cook said, bring me
my Hasenpfeffer.
So Bugs Bunny goes into the kitchen. He goes, he's like you. He goes, I never heard that word before. What the heck is it? And then he goes back, and the king goes, I want Hasenpfeffer. He goes back. He's going to the book. He goes, Hasenpfeffer, rabbit. You know, and then that's the, like, he freaks out because he's a.
Okay, this begs for a quick poll.
Everybody, I will
have
tell you,
ever,
this is a 75.
Have you ever used, no, this is, have you, no, no, let me
no, no,
finish.
Just wait, you said you never heard of it. I think, have you heard of it? This is an 80%er for me.
No, it's not. Have you ever used the word Hasenpfeffer?
Well, that's a little bit different than every. Do you know what Hasenpfeffer means? Or have you heard the word Hasenpfeffer?
Do you know what Hasenpfeffer is?
Okay.
Do you know what Hasenpfeffer?
That's fair.
Please text. Todd, what's our text number?
Download the app online wherever you get your apps. Choose WISS and WGBW. Text us in the lower right-hand corner.
And by the way, the one of my friends texted yesterday or messaged and said that he was having trouble with the podcast app. And you suggest to go to Spotify.
Best thing is if you're an iPhone user,
yeah.
Apple iPhone, the podcast, get it anywhere you get your podcast. Spotify is a great place to go. You just type in Mino and the Mayor and boom, you guys
what
are there.
What do I have?
Actually, all you have to
probably
type.
Probably Apple.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All you have to do is really take the first three letters and it pops up right away for Mino and the Mayor. You don't have to type the whole thing.
Okay.
It's amazing. That means a lot of people are doing it because I tell my friends to do that all the time. But anyway.
Hasenpfeffer.
Hasenpfeffer. Jeez, I can't believe this guy. I wish your mom was still around. I think you're.
My mom has never used the word Hasenpfeffer.
Well, we don't know that, but she probably thought it was.
Dom basically lived in Germany. There I you bet go. He doesn't know what Hasenpfeffer is.
Oh, no, there you're wrong.
No.
I tell you, your mom probably didn't use that because she thought that was maybe a big word or something. But your mom, John.
My mom was not a big fan of the Germans. The Italians and the Germans didn't get along all that well
we didn't.
Up there.
But I actually found that cartoon.
You're kidding me.
So it's
got to be one of the most popular Bugs Bunny cartoons.
So Sam, you know,
right.
Sam, the guy with the guns.
Yosemite Sam.
He's the chef at a castle. King wants dinner. And so the king basically is screaming at him for his dinner. And it kind of goes like this.
I get away. Every day the same thing. Variety. I want something different. Fix me Hasenpfeffer right away.
There you go.
Wow.
And Bugs Bunny gets freaked out.
Wow.
Rabbit.
But wow, wow, wow.
So far, it's 100% yes, they've heard of it
everybody
before.
Everybody has.
Well, so that's early.
Nice to call it.
It's only been open for 20 minutes.
Well, that's 13 we've been on. So, but I...
how many people eat rabbit these days? You can't buy rabbit in a restaurant, can you?
Yeah, there's once in a while that'd be a specialty that you can get Hasenpfeffer. Mm-hmm.
Like where? Name me a restaurant that has Hasenpfeffer.
I will give you
$5 for every restaurant you can name that serves Hasenpfeffer within 50 miles of where we're sitting.
Well, no, I'm not here because I was going to say Mater's in Milwaukee. Been there. Mater's?
Never heard of it. I got a text here. Hasenpfeffer was the greatest meal at school in Germany. Who went to school in Germany?
That's awesome.
Oh, that must be Tori.
It is.
Is Tori? Yeah. Because we were talking about that last night. He was at the event I was at that you were supposed to be at last night, Jim.
I fell asleep. I've been You got to admit,
it was a really nice event last night right here in the City Deck that looked fantastic.
Oh, man, your photos, by the way.
Yeah.
Holy crap, they're good.
Didn't that jump
up? I thought those were professional.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
That was my new phone.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was...
just for the
Frank and his wife, Amy, were fantastic.
They lit up the City Deck last night with some just unbelievable
lighting. Right on the river. It looks beautiful.
And with the bridges. That's a nice thing to do, kick off the holidays. And, yes, I was supposed to be there, but... You got to admit, we're getting to know each other better, but I did work pretty hard this week. And I got home last night at like 3:30 in the afternoon, and I fell asleep, and my wife didn't want to wake me up because she said you were really, really sleeping. So I missed that. But I saw the pictures, and so he was there last night, the Hasenpfeffer guy?
Tori was, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Judd was there from Channel 5.
Nice.
Cliff Crystal.
Nice.
Jeff Merkus, of course. Mayor Eric. Great to,
Okay. They all have had Hasenpfeffer. Or they know of it.
Okay.
Anyway, Maeder's is one of the most premier German restaurants. That and Karl Rausch's. But Karl Rausch's closed in Milwaukee.
Okay.
Maeder's. Okay. I'll find you some restaurants, but I don't know them off the top of my head. But people have served Hasenpfeffer many, many times. It's like a...
I'm just asking this though. Within 50 miles, where could you go and get Hasenpfeffer?
Right now? John, Hasenpfeffer.
Yeah, where could you do it within 50 miles?
I have to look. I have to think about it.
Okay, so off the top of your head, you don't know. So it's really not a local culinary.
I didn't say it was. All I said was most people heard about it.
So like if I said to hey, I'd like to go and get some good Hasenpfeffer, where would I go?
Well, first of all, people don't know what the hell you're talking about. You haven't said it right. Awesome. In the last 16 minutes, but I think you could have it at my house.
But a restaurant. Todd, what are you doing tonight? Because I'm saying going for dinner. I got a hankering. I'm gonna start talking like I got a hankering for Hasenpfeffer.
Now there's a word I never use.
I got a hankering. Where should we go? I got to be within an hour though because I'm on call at the hospital.
Hankering.
Yeah.
There's got to be. You know what? I think a restaurant should call in and do you. On occasion, serve Hasenpfeffer.
That'd be great.
Okay, we'll do that.
I'll give you $5 for everyone that does. And I will 50 miles.
And I'll donate it.
Well, to Oshkosh, the outskirts of Oshkosh, what, about 65 miles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roughly?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Oshkosh to here, to Marinette to the north.
That's very fair.
Okay. All right.
Your phone is dinging, John.
Well, that was my son, Dom. I said, are you up? He goes, not enough to be on the radio. What do you want?
He knows you, right?
He knows me well. He goes, I said, have you ever heard of Hasenpfeffer? He lived in Germany.
Yeah. And?
He speaks fluent German.
I know.
I think it's some kind of a rabbit dish.
There you go.
He thinks it's some kind. It's not like.
He didn't want to offend you. He actually is listening. Doesn't want to hurt your feelings.
No.
Like, Dad, we talked about this all the time. But
No. It would be like he lived there.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you would think it's like, well, have you ever been to McDonald's? Well, of course. But so it's not like a thing for him that it's like.
Well, it's not as popular as like McDonald's, but it's.
How are we doing, Todd? How are we doing in regards to the restaurants where tonight I could go and get myself some Hasenpfeffer?
Well, Mary mentioned Maeder's, but I believe that's in Milwaukee.
Oh, okay.
So we're still looking at
that. Thank you, Mary.
However, I will say that so far everybody's heard of it, but one who said that they called it rabbit stew growing up.
Yeah, okay. I can maybe see that. But, okay, one. Anyway, I want to get back to you. I know you're going deer hunting and that we don't really eat deer. We eat venison, right?
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. We don't eat rabbit. We eat Hasenpfeffer.
But we don't use the German word for deer, which is Gunterstag. What?
Okay. I mean, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That kind of is. All right. Hey, what is rabbit season? Is it the same time as deer?
A little bit after. So once the rabbits kind of turn, well, you can have it in the fall, and then you can't hunt them during deer season. Because you don't want dogs out in the woods during deer season. Right.
Are you going rabbit hunting? Okay.
I don't have beagles anymore.
All right. Because I would make you Hasenpfeffer is what I was going to offer.
Boy.
But, okay.
Can we take Milton hunting?
No way.
All right. Mind on the Bear getting warmed up here on Thursday.
Back. Try it.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
A flooded basement, a backed up sewer, a fire in your home or garage. Each of these can be devastating, and no one understands that better than Midwest Restoration. 24/7, 365 days a year, they are the ones to call to help with your damage to your property and oftentimes to your family. Midwest Restoration, family owned since 2008, they've built their incredible reputation on being there for those in need. No one wants to have to make this call, but if you do, it's 920 Midwest. That's 920 Midwest.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. Oh, my God.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here getting it rocking on a Thursday morning, November 16th, and it's 43 degrees already at 6 o'clock in the morning, 39 in Green Bay. Last night was just unbelievably nice for the event we had downtown here, the lighting of the lights on the city deck was beautiful. The city did a beautiful job in decorating things. The bridges looked great.
Yeah.
So,
and the peace tree?
I didn't make it to that one.
Okay. That was cool where they sing Let Me. Let
you know, somebody else suggests it should be the... what's the Cat Stevens song? Peace Train?
Peace Train.
Peace Train. Peace Train. Yeah.
Really, you're going to have a bunch of fifth graders standing around singing Peace Train?
Why not? Why can't they sing Peace Train? What's if wrong they could sing the other one.
What's wrong with tradition?
I don't like that song. It's I don't like it. It's corny. There be peace on earth, okay, and early. Let it begin with me.
Well, that's so, you know why when you sing it like that, I can see why you got a distaste for
it. Sounds.
But that was a lame song in school, but yes. Everybody sang it. Your parents sang that, and your kids sang it. So
no one worse. Tradition. No one worse. Kumbaya, Kumbaya.
That was a great song. And then somebody would just chime in, someone's praying, Lord. And then everybody would chime in.
Kumbaya.
Right. And then somebody would just, it wasn't like scripted. You could just say what you're feeling right now, and everybody would sing with the guitar. Mm-hmm. We need to bring that back. That's a good song, and we need that in this country right now, a little Kumbaya.
You know, we should end every week, you and me singing that song. Todd, what do you think?
I will get it set up for tomorrow.
Mino and the Mayor, we're going to sing that song. We're going to end every week's show with Kumbaya.
We could begin right here in the studio, yeah. But people, and that's...
What movie was that? That was from a movie, wasn't it? Like one of the singing nun type movies? Wasn't it? What was the movie with the nun... Who sang?
Well, there's a ton of movies where nuns.
Yeah, she played the. It was like she was like this new avant-garde type of nun because she
nun.
No. It was a movie because she played the guitar, and she was like, you know, the old nuns didn't like her because she was too, you know,
Sound of Music.
Are you thinking Sister Act?
No. I'm talking like the '60s.
Oh, you know, Lord,
the Sound of Music. I mean, she played the guitar and Dole.
She wasn't a nun,
huh?
She wasn't a nun, was she?
Well, she was in the convent.
I never saw The Sound of Music.
Oh, my God. Okay, this is a weird show. Never heard of The Sound of Music. Todd, that's got to be one of the most...
I only saw one part of it where the nun takes the distributor cap from the Nazis.
That's funny.
But I never saw the whole movie.
Okay, the... what's... Julie Andrews is in the convent. That's so... She played the guitar, and she goes to be...
Thought she was a housekeeper, a nanny or something.
Well, the guy's wife dies, and he needs a housekeeper for his kids, so he goes and talks to...
He hires a nun?
The mother superior doesn't think that she's right for the nun job.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So she kind of rents her out or whatever that
so
is.
So he gets on with a nun?
At the end, he does.
Holy wow!
Yeah.
That's kind of risque for the 60s, isn't it?
They didn't really call it getting on. They fall in love.
Jennifer texted in. She said, the singing nun with Debbie Reynolds. Does that make sense?
Yes.
What did I say?
There we go.
Oh, that's the flying nun.
You said the flying nun. There you go. The singing nun.
Difference.
Okay.
There used to be a lot of movies about nuns. Wasn't there, though?
I think of Change of Habit with Elvis Presley and Mary Tyler Moore, right?
Mary Tyler Moore. Yeah. You're exactly right.
And he's
right.
Another one that took her from the nunnery and then married her and stuff, right?
There used to be a lot of more movies with nuns, but there also used to be a lot more nuns.
I know, but it's like, think about how many movies there were. Big. Okay, you know what one of my favorite, you know what my favorite movie was when I was a kid? One of my favorite movies? Mm-hmm. About nuns?
Is that the one where they, I'm going to build you a chapel, that one? That's the line in there?
No, that was Sidney Poitier, Lilies of the Valley.
Oh, okay. Wasn't a nun in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But the other one was The Trouble with Angels.
Didn't see that.
With, what's her name? Wasn't that, what's her name? Gidget? Not Gidget. The other one. The other one.
Sally Fields?
No, no, no. The other teen star. Wasn't that her? Haley Mills.
Yes.
Haley Mills.
Correct.
Ended
1966.
Okay, yes. So, but the way this whole thing started was what? Nun show.
No, they started with rabbits. Do you eat rabbits?
Yeah, and I have no idea what a hostin play okay, for means. Off the rails, but what? But did anyone have a theme song of Kumbaya? That's what we're asking.
I looked
about.
It up, and it looks like it's an early, an old song. I'm not sure that it necessarily came from a movie.
Oh, okay.
Looks
okay.
Like it's got a big history.
All right. But it was in some movie. I know. I can picture this nun playing the guitar and singing that song.
So you had, even when we talked Tuesday at the Retired Men's Club, which again, I want to thank them for inviting
us. Yeah, they were
great.
I got to tell you something kind of funny. So it was a very nice message we got for them.
Oh, yeah.
Thanking us.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Super nice. I could tell you one time, and I think it was the Retired Men's Club. This is like 1987.
Well, they've been around.
That far back. Yep. But I'll never forget, I was supposed to speak that morning. And I just, you know when you got kids, you're always sick? When kids are sick, you're sick. When they're young.
Yeah.
It's just so. And I came down with something that morning. I mean, really, I literally couldn't go and speak. Okay. And I had to call the guy. I said, I apologize. Like, you can't believe I can't even talk. I got to take the day off of work. And, you know, you never take work off when you're in TV. I mean, it's like, you know, it's a big hassle for everybody else. But anyway, so I said, I'm so sick. I can't. And 2 days later, I get a note. Dear Mr. Mino, thank you for your appearance and speech. It was informative and entertaining. And it's like, I thought that was, it's like, I've spoken to 1,000 groups, you've spoken to 1,000,000 groups, and you very seldom get thanks anymore, except for those kinds of groups. They will always give you a thank you, and it's like, this guy was so organized, he had the card written out for me, and literally in the mail before the event even happened. I will never forget that as long as I live.
That's cool. I mean, that just shows you the respect that group has. It's
absolutely.
Just an old gentleman's club.
That's the way they used to do it, with thanking people for things. But it's just, it was so organized. He had it written before I spoke. Yes.
Anyway, I forgot to say it on there. But anyway, there's a guy who, the guy who asked you, this is going to be interesting, you guys. I don't know if you want to bring on this guest, but he was listening yesterday. We were talking about that $1,000 shot that you can take to help. Okay. So the guy that asked you the question was a retired pharmacist. He asked you who your favorite coaches were.
Yeah.
Okay. So he sent me some stuff. And did you guys know that pharmacists used to make their own drugs? That's what pharmacists did.
Make their own? What do you mean?
Like
out of herbs and stuff, or what do you mean?
No, just like if you had a prescription, or I may have this wrong. I have to do a little bit more research before I go on air. But they would like, anyway, this guy is taking the ingredients of that. He's a licensed pharmacist in Manitowoc, and he is making that drug that you use to lose weight in a pill form, and it's like $200.
The same thing that Dr. Yep. Kristen was talking about yesterday?
I want to get that guy out here.
Wow.
And it's legal. It's all FDA. He's a pharmacist. He's a licensed pharmacist.
So I'd never heard of this before you started talking about it yesterday.
Yeah.
You can get a shot to lose weight.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that before in my life.
So this guy, but it's expensive. And, you know, I don't know if insurance is going to cover it, but could be under that whole cosmetic thing.
Well, she said it's $1,000 a month otherwise, right?
Forever. Yeah.
And as soon as you stop.
Right.
You're normal again. Or
you're normal.
Well, you get your appetite back or something.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't curb your appetite. So, but this guy has a pill form that he makes.
Oh, listen. I need a new drug. Well, it won't let me say.
I want to get him.
Whatever happened to Huey? Is he still alive?
He is. He's deaf now, so he can't perform
anymore. Oh, that's right.
You're kidding. No, I never knew this.
That's a big deal.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow. That's the basis of the movie A Star Is Born.
Really?
Did you see it?
No, I didn't.
You know, I still think you look like him.
Who?
Without the beard. What's his name? From Star Is Born.
Didn't see it.
Big time guy. One of the biggest actors in Hollywood now. What's his name?
Guy that just died?
No. He's young.
Was it with Gaga?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember his name.
You look like him.
Oh, that's great.
He looks a little bit like the guy that just died, too.
Who do I look
like?
That's nice.
Don't you think he does?
Who? Who just died?
The guy from
set a break.
Family and Friends or something.
What?
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. The war between Israel and Hamas still raging. Israeli strikes on Gaza continue, and the Israeli military says its soldiers are still inside Gaza's largest hospital, the Al-Shifa Medical Facility, finding evidence that they say proves Hamas has been using the site as a command center. President Biden telling reporters the U.S. supports Israel in its fight to eradicate Hamas.
I think it's going to stop when when Hamas no longer maintains the capacity to murder and abuse and just do horrific things to the Israelis.
Meantime, violence in Washington at the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee. Six officers hurt, one arrest made so far. And it's Red Cup Day at Starbucks, free reusable cups to celebrate the holidays. But unionized workers are planning a Red Cup rebellion strike. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is lifting lockdowns at state prisons in Waupun and Green Bay. Inmates have been confined to their cells for months because of safety worries and not enough guards. Inmates will soon get access to more prison programs, and some inmates in Waupun will be moved out. The governor says he's also keen on hiring more guards. Starting pay for those jobs went up to $33 an hour in the new state budget. More young people are taking part in Wisconsin's registered apprenticeship program than ever before. The paid training program combines on-the-job learning and education from technical colleges and private training centers. More than 16,000 apprentices are taking part. That's the highest number in the program's 112 years. Workforce development officials say the program is a way to bring job seekers and employers together. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 64. Southerly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, slight chance for scattered showers. Lows around 37. 42 tomorrow, mainly sunny. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 35.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit BugTussle.com to get started. BugTussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning.
And the talk of Green Bay all day long.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Thursday morning. This segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration. Let me tell you something, folks. We mean this from the heart. You'll never find a group of people that are more there for you when you need it. If your basement is flooded, if you have a fire, if you have storm damage, so many different entities, these guys are there 24/7. And they're not just, that's not lip service. They literally have their phones on 24/7. We had Ryan on here one day, and he talked about how he had this with his girlfriend and had this lobster dinner he made for her, and he got a call, and he ran right out the door and helped some people out. And, I mean, they really have heart. They're not just business people. They really take it personal when somebody has a serious problem in their home. Midwest Restoration, they're some of the finest people you'll ever find in your life. 920-MIDWEST, 920-MIDWEST, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. They'll admit it. They hope you never have to call them. But if you do, you won't be sorry that you did.
Right. From fires to
flooding. And again, this is with this weather, and we're going to talk to Brittany right now.
Oh yeah.
But with this weather, this is perfect time to take care of some of those things. Like they talked about the outdoor faucets, how many times people's pipes burst because they don't drain their outdoor faucets and things like that, and they don't get them insulated. So now that the weather is nice, this is perfect time to do it. Was Brittany there?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Brittany.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
How are you? Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good. I'm just loving the sunshine and the warmth. Went for a hike yesterday. How about you guys?
For a hike.
Johnny, well, he went for a walk.
What's that?
A hike is out in the woods with a little bit more a little bit more grade. You just walked on a very flat sidewalk for about a block. But
that's
still, we're encouraging
you there, Jim.
You didn't go for a hike. You went for a walk. Okay, but anyway, Brittany, did you bring your gun with you? Did you go and scope out where you're going to be, have your deer stand? Do you hunt?
I don't hunt, but I heard the guns just going off. I don't know. It didn't start yet, so I don't know what they're actually hunting for at this moment.
Sighting in.
I could hear them in the distance.
Yes. Sighting in.
That means they go, they look through that like telescope and try to get their deer.
Wait. Brittany, were you in the woods?
Yes.
Okay. She's hiking.
But I can say I hiked around the city yesterday.
No, you wouldn't say you hiked around the city.
Well, what's the difference if it's woods or if it's...
The grade. Right? I mean...
There were hills?
When you... let's go... If your mom said to you or Julie, anybody, let's go for a hike or let's go for a walk, those are two totally different things.
You ever hear the movie Walk in the Woods? It was a great movie. Remember that movie, Brittany? A Walk in the Woods? It was a big movie. Todd, remember that movie?
I don't remember that one.
So
there was a very popular movie. It's called A Walk in the Woods. It wasn't a hike in the woods.
Lame.
It was a walk in the woods. And it's with a big name actor. It was a really big name guy. Mm-hmm. Can't think of his name. A walk in the woods.
Big name.
Can't think of the name. Brittany, who's the actor that was in A Star Is Born?
I am the worst at remembering actors' names.
Because I think Todd looks like him. If Todd
Bradley Cooper?
Bradley Cooper.
Oh, my gosh.
Todd looks like Bradley Cooper.
If I looked like Bradley Cooper, do you think I'd be sitting here at 5 o'clock in the morning with you guys?
Yes.
He probably would.
Yes, I do. Because you know what? Bradley Cooper himself has texted me and said, hey, if you ever need a fill-in, let me know. I'd love to hang out with you guys.
Okay.
The Bradley Cooper has texted me.
Yeah.
We're friends from way back. I'm just throwing that out there.
Okay. So, Brittany, what do these hunters have to look forward to? There's like, what, 600,000?
Hang on
one second. 10% of the state hunts.
Can you hang on one second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Brittany.
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you still there? I had somebody text me the other day. They sent me a bunch of pictures from the UP. They said they've never seen color still this late in the year. And they're like 90 years old. And they're like, you can't believe this. We still got color. It's like mid-November. I mean, normally there's like a foot of snow up there right now. And they said it's still 50 degrees. The colors are still vibrant in the UP. It's like, this is unprecedented for up there. What's going on? Yeah.
They're lucky because all of my leaves are on the ground. I don't have any on the trees anymore.
Really?
I don't know how they escaped that. But
I know, right? They've never had weather like this before up there.
Yeah. This weather is, and it looks good. Isn't it good for the next, I don't know, 5 days or something?
Oh, my goodness. Today we're going to hit a high of 65 degrees.
Wow.
But the bad part is we're going to have winds at 40 to 50 miles per hour. So we have wind
50 miles an hour. Well, there go the leaves.
Yeah.
Well,
there they go.
A little bumpy, too, up there, too.
Wow. 50. That's incredible.
Yeah, that's pretty strong. Wow.
Yep. So that's what's happening today. And then by tomorrow, we'll have a cold front push through. And for the rest of the week and into the weekend, we're just going to be sunny and in the 40s and pretty calm and comfortable. We don't really see rain until, Monday night, Tuesday of next week.
What's going to be like rain in Madison? Not the pretty nice. Because you got the high school playoffs, championships going on in Madison the next couple of days.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. But those wins, that's tough to, you know, if you're a quarterback trying to throw against that.
Or a little pressure with that guy that kicked that field goal. You know, I mean, that would be scary.
Yeah.
That's like,
no question.
You know, line up over here.
Wow. Wow.
So, Brittany, any snow in the fort? Like, I mean, I don't know how far you guys go out with your whatever radar, or I don't know how you even do the weather. Did you just read that Farmer's Almanac book? What do you do to predict the weather?
I just throw a dart at a dartboard.
Hey, Brittany, can I ask you something else? Can you be a arbitrator on something? Have you ever heard of Hassan Pfeffer?
No.
Just wait, Brittany.
Thank you, Brittany.
Brittany, Brittany.
And I'm surprised by that because she is kind of an outdoor person.
Right.
So I'm surprised.
Brittany, have you ever had a rabbit?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of Hassan Pfeffer? Your parents didn't say, look, we're going to have a little Hassan Pfeffer stew?
Nobody's parents have ever said, we're going to have Hassan Pfeffer for supper tonight. No.
Well, you're looking at a guy whose parents used to say
that.
Well,
your parents are different. I mean, they're, you know.
Be nice.
I'm being nice.
probably got addiction.
No, but what I mean
is, mom's listening.
Your parents had to feed like 20 kids every day.
That
so
is
they
true.
Would eat, you know.
But that's not an inexpensive if you go to the store, they sell Hassan Pfeffer. They sell rabbit in the
I could have seen your family raising rabbits and then eating them.
No, we wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't do that?
No, okay.
I could see that.
But they, on occasion, you'll see rabbit in, like, festival.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No.
That's true. So
I don't know.
Yeah. And if people buy rabbit, they're like, I'm going to have Hassan Pfeffer. Brittany, Hassan Pfeffer?
Like I disagree.
What is it? Is it like made different? Is it just rabbit? That's what you call rabbit?
Well, it's kind of rabbit stew. So there's some potatoes in there, carrots, like a gravy and some vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good.
It's
great. It's good. It's.
But why don't you just call it rabbit stew?
Because we don't have a cow for dinner. We don't have a cow for dinner. We don't have a pig for dinner. We have pork and we have steak.
So what does the word Hassan Pfeffer mean?
That I don't know.
Okay, well, all right.
I would think
glad
it would
you're
mean,
the authority on this one, Jim.
I would think it would mean something like cook rabbit.
I bumped your knowledge on this. Okay,
well, at least I heard the word. Anyway, all right, Brittany, this weather, I want to talk a little bit more about why is it so warm? I mean, I don't want to be a, you know, oh my gosh, we're
climate landing. Change guy. I'll say it. I don't care.
Well, we've had like major high pressure systems down to the south kind of building in. I mean, I'm talking like countrywide. So that's kind of been filtering the Gulf of Mexico air up. And we've just had a warm front lift through the state over the last few days, and it's still lifting north. So, I mean, it's just the wind coming right out of the south.
Awesome. Nice. You don't see any snow.
Kind of switched around from El Nino and
you don't see any
we're
snow.
Riding the benefits.
You don't see any snow for next week, do you?
Potentially Tuesday night, if it gets cold enough, we could see the rain switch over to a snowy mix.
But no storms or anything like that? Because where I'm going deer hunting, it's like 3 miles deep into the woods and there's no plowed roads or anything like that. So if I go out there, we get a storm, I'm stranded till like March.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So we'll know where you are.
Yeah.
Kind
of. Up in the UP. Yeah. So, Jim, you prepare?
No, John. That
so I'm not snowshoeing out. My days of snowshoeing are over.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. So, Brittany, now this, do you see, you said it's going to rain Tuesday, right? And even if it did get, you know, under 32 or whatever, it's no accumulation. I mean, do we get the snow? I got my snowblower all ready to go, but when am I going to be using it? You see,
you're not going to need it for at least the next week or two.
Okay.
Excellent. Excellent.
I like that. Yep.
I'm surprised you don't have somebody that does it for you. You seem like the kind of guy that would hire somebody. You would have some kid down the block.
You know, get this.
And you pay him $20.
The gardener.
You're the gardener.
No, I have
exactly.
a gardener. I got somebody that cleans. But I snow blowing. So I went to Family Services, which is a great organization here. I'm sure you've been to that Green and Gold Gala. Matter of fact, you emceed that Green and Gold Gala a couple times. And that's the Packer Alumni Weekend, and the money goes to, it's the first game of the year, right? And the money goes to Family Services, which is a great, great organization. Helps the youth. It helps people with different challenges. It helps
it's great.
The whole recovery. Anyway, they have a big auction.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought a lot of stuff there. And I bought a snowblower. And it was a good snowblower. It was like the second level snowblower. And it was donated by Aaron's, which is a great company. So then they...
I'd like to get a job at Aaron's.
Yeah.
When I get my welding degree,
yeah,
I want to get a job there.
Well, anyway, so I won the snowblower.
I'll build you a snowblower.
I bought the snowblower, and then I went home and I was looking up, and you know, you don't want to go to those things to get a good deal, but you know, down deep you kind of want a good deal.
Sure.
So, and I got a good deal, but then I looked and there was another snowblower that was more expensive, but it had hand warmers and lights.
God,
and all
you're
stuff.
That guy.
So I am.
Todd,
so I did. So
hand
I called,
warmers.
I did. So I called my.
Well, it was
I called
training
Dan.
Milton how to use your snowblower.
No, so I called Dan. I said, "Hey,
want your paws to get cold?"
Dan, I said, "I bought that snowblower at the Family Services auction." Yeah, I saw you there. I said, "Can I?"
Okay,
turn
but,
it in
okay, wait,
and pay
wait, wait, wait,
extra
just
money.
Back up, back
That's
up. What
you,
no, 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 no. I can't let this go. He said, "I called Dan." As in Dan Aarons that owns the entire company.
Okay, I did. I did.
Okay.
And I
way to
tell
drop
you,
a name there.
I called him. I said, "Dan, can I pay the extra? Can I upgrade this? Okay, heck, this one, I'll write you guys a check. And then I want the top of the line snowboard because it's probably the last snowboard I'm going to have because I'm going to work for a few more years and then, you know, probably go someplace
then
else.
I'm going big time. I'm going to radio.
Yeah. He is the nicest guy, does so much for this community. He's one of the guys that gave $50,000 to the Zip and Pippin. Anyway, I like him. He said, "Look, I think you're doing a great job for the city. I'll just upgrade it for
what?
You.
What?
So I have.
Can you even talk about that? Well, if you were in radio, if you tried doing that now, you would be off the air. Right, Todd?
What?
Yes.
So I have.
Yes.
The guy's got all the money in the world over here.
Yes.
Mister, I've got cleaners. I got seven Christmas trees.
Yes.
And he gets the deal on the hand warmer.
Did you wield your position in office
absolutely
to get
not.
A better deal?
I did. I called him and said, "Dan, I was looking online. I see for what I paid another $300 or $400. I don't even know what the number was. And this was 10 years ago. And I said, "I'm willing to pay that." And he goes, "Hey, look, you're great. Just, you know, we'll deliver you the."
Todd,
so anyway, why do I have a snowblower?
Area.
Johnny, I just want to answer your question before we got off on this tangent. And Brittany, please stay on the line. The reason I got – so I like that snowblower.
Well, I don't blame you.
It's got all the toys, and I like it. And it's got that big light on. And so I do that. I mean, you're right. I could pay some kid to do it, but I don't mind doing that. And yeah.
So, okay, can I just say, Todd, correct me if I'm wrong.
I have a snowblower. I don't have a lawnmower, though.
You just brought out the power that you have.
It was
gratitude.
When
you say Dan,
thank you.
You're talking about the man that owns the company, a multi-billion-dollar company. I gave Dan a call and
I did.
Wanted to know if I could upgrade instead of spending a couple hundred bucks for the next model. So I called my friend Dan. His grandfather started the company, and he upgraded me.
I was at Aaron's expansion when they did their museum. I was there. They've won numerous awards. I've spoke at Aaron's. That is a great, great company. They do a lot for Brilliant, but they do a lot for Green Bay. He was instrumental in Meyer Theater.
He actually contacted me one time, a couple of years ago.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. So I had this snowblower. And I'll be honest with you. I'm cheap. I don't have any money. You know.
John's got a shovel.
So what's true? But anyway, so I literally was using this is no lie. I was using like a clothespin. Put on the carburetor to keep the carburetor open.
I don't know what the hell a carburetor is.
Because the cable was the mechanism for the cable, okay? So I went to this place in De Pere to get this part, and they didn't get the part. And what? Just so, you know me, a little hot-headed, so I put a thing on my Facebook about, you know, don't go to this place, they can't get me a part, and took a picture of it and the whole thing.
Nice.
Dan Aarons actually went on my Facebook and said, "John, they haven't made that model since like 1977. They don't have, no one has these parts anymore." So, I mean, Dan Aarons actually jumped and said, "Hey, Jeff, basically, John, you cheap SOB, buy a new snowblower." But I was literally using a clothespin to keep the carburetor open.
Gosh. Yeah.
Brittany, stick around. We got to talk about something else, okay?
Okay.
Brittany Thanks. Merlot. All right, we got to start. Is that French? Is Merlot French? Brittany?
Yes, it is.
Okay. There you go. What does that mean? Does that mean something, Merlot? Because, I mean, that's my favorite wine. All right, let's get a quick break.
Wait.
Back up.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Here's something you've never heard before.
Stop the This is Simply Safe.
Introducing 24/7 LiveGuard protection, only from Simply Safe Home Security. Now, monitoring agents can see and speak to intruders through our new indoor camera to help stop crime in real time and for fast police response. Get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/radio. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Biden with the mayor here on WGBW, WISS, and soon to be on WZBU in Appleton.
Yeah.
So you got the whole corridor.
We do.
I love it.
41 corridor.
Exactly. And you can join us, of course, on Spotify and all those kind of things and the apps and everything.
That download for Spotify is so easy. A lot of my friends do that. They just like, awesome. Look, I don't catch it sometimes in the morning live, and that's too bad because a lot of people do, but they're like, hey, look, because of work or because of this or that. So they get home and they Spotify, just type in Mino and the Mayor, and really just start typing in Mino and it will pop up right away, which means it's pretty popular. And you just hit play, and you can go down. They have all our shows on there, Johnny.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can awesome.
Back pretty far.
We got Brittany Merlot on, Civic Media, meteorologist. Brittany, something I wanted to ask. Are you an official meteorologist?
Yes, I am.
I've heard
I would hope so. There's advertising a lot. Herself as, you're talking about those people that go out, do the weather, and they don't know what they're doing, like on TV?
Well, some. But it seems like most of our meteorologists now, right, Brittany?
Right.
Okay.
Yes, you pretty much have to be. I mean, I feel like a good 10 years ago, that whole thing happened the public found out that the TV meteorologists were just kind of like grandfathered in and were just presenting the weather. They didn't really know it.
So, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've all got seals and degrees, and I've got a master's degree from Mississippi State. Learned it all.
Because that used to be a thing, like at first where it's like if somebody was an actual meteorologist, they promoted that. Like, our weather person is an official meteorologist. And that was rare. When I started in TV, it was very rare that you'd have an official meteorologist. It was somebody that just wanted to get to TV, and they decided to do weather instead of sports or news.
But without naming names, there are some people in our community on TV that do the weather that aren't meteorologists.
I don't think so, Jim.
Really?
I think they're all, aren't they, Brittany? Pretty much?
There might be
one or two, but generally,
but I heard at this point they've been in that area so long and they've been tracking the weather for so long. They're kind of,
but I think that, what I've heard is those classes are really hard. Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's
turned
not
a lot
just
of people
like,
away.
It's not like, look out the window. What's it doing out
there? No, they're really hard. So you went to Mississippi State. I did not know that.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, Mississippi State.
So I started
State.
At College of DuPage.
Okay. Who's your quarterback? Who's the running back?
Could you let Brittany talk? Okay. Is that too much to
no,
ask?
No, it's not. Go ahead, Brittany. I'm sorry.
Could you have the switch? Turn him. You know what the thing is? When they do the presidential debates, he's like, I'd like to be the guy with the switch. I would turn them off.
I didn't say that.
I want Todd to be that guy for you because you're always cutting me off.
All right. Go ahead, Brittany.
Go ahead.
Mississippi State, what did you play?
All right. So I started at College of DuPage. I started storm chasing all across the country.
You did
that? I started
that?
Taking some of those classes, and they were so hard, but I was so obsessed with the weather. I was like, I don't care. I was throwing books across the room. I didn't care.
What was the movie?
But,
oh, yeah. Those people die, too.
Is that Twister?
Know.
Twister.
Yeah.
Great
Twister.
Movie.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
in reality.
People, or did that already happen?
But that was a movie. In reality, and you guys down in Mississippi, Arkansas, these people are crazy down there.
It's the tornado belt, isn't it?
But people have died trying to film a little storm, right?
A lot of people have.
Like a lot. And these are young kids, too.
Yeah. How close did you ever get to a funnel?
Oh, gosh. Too close.
Really?
It moved the van. It kind of picked it up and moved it across the street a little bit, and we couldn't see anything because we were that way too close.
Wow.
But I'm here. I'm here to talk about it.
I bet your folks were excited about your hobby.
Oh, yeah. They're like, rolled their eyes. Like, you're not doing that.
Did Mississippi State encourage you guys to chase storms? I mean, was that like a thing, like an extracurricular activity?
Yeah, it actually counted as a class.
That's incredible.
Out chasing storms and learning about them, seeing it. And it's really cool, though, to be honest. Like, it's a weird feeling. So as a meteorologist, you want to see the tornado, right? You're like, oh, I'm learning all about this. I want to see it. So then the second you see it, you're excited, and then you immediately switch to, oh, my goodness, this is going to hurt people. And you're calling the National Weather Service. You're hearing the sirens go off in the town that you're there. And then you realize, oh, me standing out here seeing this, reporting it, I just potentially saved lives. So it's actually really addicting, to be honest with you, just to be able to be out there, watch it form, call it in, save lives, hear that siren go off, and know that you made a difference.
Wow.
So it's not just about the video, you know? I mean, that's what we all see is the cool video, but it's not all about that.
Was Dak Prescott there when you were there?
No.
Okay.
He's quarterback.
So Mississippi State, okay, it's in Starkville, Mississippi.
Yep.
Did you know Johnny Cash had a song called Starkville, Mississippi Jail?
No, really?
Yeah, it was on his Sam Quentin album from 1970. Yeah. No, 69.
I'm going to go find that song.
Todd, you have Starkville, Mississippi?
I'm looking it up right now. The story is that he got
put in jail.
Put in jail because of?
Vagrancy, basically, right? He was walking around
or
something.
I thought maybe they may have found a few pills on him or something like that.
Yeah, that too. I mean, you know, like he cast the first stone, doesn't have a few pills in their pocket.
And now they have every year a flower festival in Starkville, Mississippi in his honor. Basically saying, hey, sorry we threw you in jail for the night.
I did not know that. Todd always knows the backstory on things.
He does. That's.
But yeah, but I've always wanted to go to Starkville, Mississippi because Johnny Cash wrote a song about Starkville, Mississippi. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And Brittany, true story, right? Because I lived in Mississippi for a little bit. The storms down there are absolutely wicked. I mean, they're bad here in Wisconsin, but when those tornadoes and those thunderstorms come through down there, it's crazy bad.
Oh, yeah.
I've always wanted to live in Mississippi.
Well, that's a weird state. That's a long state. I mean, Biloxi, right down on the water, or else Jackson, it's like they have no infrastructure there. Remember, they had all those issues. Where is Starkville? Like, where is it in the state?
I feel like it's kind of like smack dab in the middle, a little bit on the southern part.
Well,
were you there when they had the really great baseball teams?
No.
No? Okay.
I would have remembered that. When was that?
They had phenomenal baseball teams. Will Clark and some of those guys all played for them. Rafael Palmeiro. Yeah, they had great baseball teams. Mississippi State did. Yeah. The Bulldogs.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So how did you learn about snow? Like, you were down in Mississippi. You got your degree down there.
Well, you're from Illinois, though, aren't you, Brittany?
Well, I feel like, I'm from Illinois, and I, you know, learned it obviously growing up, but I would give a lot of my snow forecasting credit to either Tom Skilling or the fact that I worked up in Duluth, Minnesota, in Lake Superior.
That'll do it.
As a beast.
Where did you work in Duluth? In radio or TV?
I was in TV.
Okay.
For Duluth Superior.
Yeah. Nice. Duluth Superior, Twin Ports.
Yeah. It's such a cute place. It's a hidden gem up there.
Absolutely. I think Duluth is one of the coolest little cities ever. Superior kind of... A little rough.
I hear Superior is getting better, though.
Okay.
I hear there's new houses going up, and everything's starting to look nicer. So.
But it was just funny. It's like Duluth was so touristy, and they had the Grandma's Run and all these great things, and Superior was, like, kind of tough.
They're just there. Yeah. They're like, hey, you guys, we're on the other side of the bridge.
Yes.
Right. Which is all that separates
them. When I first
moved
there, you couldn't buy alcohol on Sundays in Minnesota.
That's right.
So everyone from Minnesota would cross over the bridge and go to Superior stores for football. Oh, it was funny.
Wasn't it called the State Stores or something? And that's the only place I ever had 3.2 beer was in Minnesota.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
Found that too.
Oh, Brittany, thanks for the weather.
It's always fun having you on.
All right. And thanks for the weather. We have a good week coming up. All right. We'll talk to you next week.
You should learn a little bit more about your alma mater, though.
And Hasenpfeffer.
Okay.
Okay, will do.
Thank you. We'll report on that next time. Thank you, Brittany Merlot, Civic Media Meteorologist. Bye. Mino and the Mayor. We got some great guests coming up. Kevin Borseth, by the way, at 7:30 from UWGB. Back after this. I'm so
tired. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done?
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.